Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The extreme heat and humidity has many people in Philadelphia taking it slow and drinking plenty of water. With more, here's KYW's Sunny Morgan.
The National Weather Service says we could see the heat index reach beyond 100 degrees between now and Wednesday, but that's not stopping those on Kelly Drive from taking a walk, exercising, or even tanning out here in the park.
I'm from the beach, so I wanted to get some sun since I'm in the city now.
Is it ever too hot to tan, or will you always be out here? Doesn't matter.
No, it's hot. It can be too hot.
Everyone telling me that water is their best friend today, and it's a necessity to staying hydrated.
Pay attention to your body. Your body talks to you. You feeling lethargic? You feeling hot? Get next to some water or drink some water. Take the time today. That's all. Today is just an easy day, and increase your hydration.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Dozens of protesters banged pots and pans outside 30th Street Station to draw attention to the hunger crisis in Gaza. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us they had planned to be inside the station before law enforcement shut them out.
A percussive protest, the empty pots and pans significant because of the ongoing starvation many Gazans face, according to co-organizer Hannah Mermelstein.
There's a well-known journalist in Gaza named Bissan Awadeh who has called the other day, said, bang your pots and pans because the sound of our hunger and the voice of humanity must be louder than their brutality.
According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 125 people have died from malnutrition-related causes during the war, including about 85 children. The about 100 protesters initially planned to be inside 30th Street Station, but Amtrak police kept non-transit riders out of the building. That forced demonstrators under the blazing sun at 30th and Market. Julia Allen says it's the least they could do.
This is what it takes, you know, you're gonna have to be steadfast, you're gonna have to be out, even when it's uncomfortable for you, and thinking about the people there and the kind of misery they're experiencing.
Israel is instituting daily pauses in fighting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have to allow the entry of minimal humanitarian supplies. In Center City, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police have announced the arrest of three people in connection with two incidents during a spurt of violence in the city last weekend. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Police say that Lonzel McDaniel has been charged with murder and other offenses in connection with a quadruple shooting Saturday night that left two men dead and two people, including a seven-year-old girl, wounded. Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor said the shooting started after a fight broke out at a birthday party. In the initial gunfire, he says two people were wounded, one fatally. And a short time later, McDaniel allegedly came out of his house into the scene.
And then fires down the street in the direction of where there were people.
That's when the seven-year-old was shot in the head. Two children were also injured Thursday night in an unrelated quadruple shooting at a graduation party. Commissioner Kevin Bethel says it's unacceptable that children are victims in these incidents.
It is cowardly acts to sit in a group and be firing a weapon when you have children being shot.
Police also announced two arrests in an incident Friday night in which police officers were shot at while attempting to stop a car that was driving erratically in West Philadelphia. No one was injured. Police are looking for a third man in that incident. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The school district's annual bus tour is hitting the road, providing supplies and immunizations for the start of the new year. The district is also trying to help parents navigate threatened cuts in SEPTA service, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The district is launching its fifth annual Back to School Bus Tour, a traveling event making seven stops around the city over the next 3 weeks, providing free backpacks and other necessities. Parent Felicia Myers and daughter Gabrielle of Southwest Philadelphia turned out at the first stop at the School of the Future Monday.
I'm looking for a protractor. And other school supplies.
The tour is sponsored by the Independence Blue Cross Foundation, where President Reverend Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake says it's about supporting kids.
We're committed to them becoming productive citizens and giving them what they need so they don't have to worry about it.
While the tour goes on, administrators will be meeting with SEPTA this week to work through the effects of possible service cuts scheduled to begin August 24th, the day before school starts. School Board President Reginald Streeter says the push for a state budget solution goes on.
Dr. Watlington and the district are doing what they need to do to at least make the case that in addition to adequate funding, we need to ensure that our babies can get back and forth to school.
In Parkside, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.